Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I say have a great day, and I'm happy to be with you, the listeners, far and wide across this land. I have a great guest lined up for you today. It is Patrick Wood of AugustReview.com, and we'll be talking to him in just a moment. But from time to time, there are housekeeping issues that you would like to bring forward and say, hey, wait a minute, we might want to take a look at this issue. And I believe that Mr. Patrick Wood is online. Good afternoon, Patrick.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean. Nice to, talking to you again.
It's a pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. Patrick Wood and I have met in about the year 2006. We'll just hit lightly on why we met. I do have a comment or two bringing up some issues of another show that I think is very urgent. So if you'll bear with me, Patrick, we'll do this for just a moment.
Certainly.
This week, Senator Kerry was in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And if you haven't been there, you should surely go. A unique city right across the Rio Grande. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee were having special meetings in regard to the violence along the border. And Senator Kennedy said he was shocked at the killing and the beheadings just a stone's throw from across the Rio Grande from where he was sitting that morning, April, I think it was like Monday, the 30th of March. Anyway, he talked a little bit about banning the import of assault rifles, thought that should be happening right away, and very concerned. Just a reminder, within the last 3 or 4 weeks, you've heard a lot about this. The New York Times could all at once start talking about what was going on the border, 60 Minutes, etc., and of course, always the idea of the guns coming from this country. The reason I want to spend just a minute with this, I would urge everyone within listening to go and do some searches on their own through the internet, because we are being told something that is definitely not true. The legal U.S. arms exports could possibly be the cause of the narco syndicate's rising capability for firepower. And rest assured, it is not the gun show. It's not the loopholes. It is an extraordinary access for all of this kind of weaponry. So if you don't mind being able to confront your friend who is so eager, who believes what they are being told, that it is the evil of guns or gun violence that is responsible or gun shows, please be informed that our own State Department sells self-defense hardware to foreign purchases, both governments and private buyers. The year 2004 to 2007, over $1 billion was sold to Mexico, $3.7 billion to all of Latin America and the Caribbean. How do I know? You can go and find out. Just do a Google search, and you will be able to come across the information. Just put in DCS Exports Latin America or DCS Exports Mexico, and you will be able to see that right before your eyes. Hillary Clinton didn't tell you about that when she went to Mexico last week. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely urgent that every kid on the block, all your neighbors and friends, know the info so you can go to your city council, you can go to your governor and say, we want the truth. Today, our topic will shift here a little bit. Things are going on in the G20, and I would like you, Patrick Wood, to introduce yourself and your efforts, your actually beautiful efforts, because it's scholarship that I see on your site, and it's called AugustReview.com. I hear the music. We'll come back, and we'll have you tell your story.
Pain It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Mr. Patrick Wood, our guest today, and I'm so delighted to become reacquainted. It's been a year or so since we've spoken. I would invite you to tell our listening audience what you would like them to know from your perspective today. AugustReview.com. Careful work. The mic is yours.
Well, thank you, Barbara Jean. I have been following the subject of globalization and the global elite for many, many years. I began my research career pretty much with the association in the 1970s with a man by the name of Anthony Sutton, who had been a research fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. And we keyed in on, quite by accident, I might add, we keyed in on together the importance of the creation of the Trilateral Commission in 1973. This was 5 years after they were created. And we began to collaborate on writing. We ended up writing a couple of books and a newsletter for several years about the Trilateral Commission. And that's where I got my start. I've been following this crowd ever since. They were the people that wanted to bring us the quote-unquote new international economic order. That was their phrase. And the group was founded by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski, two familiar names today amongst the global elite. And they have stayed active all these years to push their New World Agenda, New World Order agenda forward. And they've dominated virtually every administration since Jimmy Carter, 1976, and they They also dominate today the Obama administration. Not too many people know that, but Obama has been bought and paid for by this crowd, just like Jimmy Carter was in 1976. Lots of parallels and similarities. So that's basically where, you know, where I'm coming from. Professor Sutton passed away in 2002. Unfortunately, his research was lost with his death, and I had duplicate copies of everything from my early days, and pressure mounted on me to make that knowledge known. So here we are. We're still basically telling the same story, slightly different flavor, I suppose, but the New World Order is upon us with a vengeance today. Those who followed us back then aren't surprised. Those that are looking at it now are wondering what hit us. It's not, you know, not a good situation, Barbara Jean, but we're still doing what we can.
Well, you know, it is interesting how many people are just being caught off guard this week or last week. It's happening very fast, but I do recommend that people go to August Review and find the marvelous source that is there and continues to be there to give you the background. These players are for real. They say what they're going to do, and then they go right ahead and do it right before our eyes.
That's been the case for the last 35 years. That's for sure. And you know, it's unfortunate. I'm not sure that that simply picking another president is going to change anything, or picking a few extra congressmen is going to change too much. The American people eventually are going to have to get in the face of this global elite and say, "Get out of our country. Just get out. Leave. Here's a plane ticket. Don't come back." And I don't know if we can get away with that, but I'm getting more and more convinced every day, Barbara Jean, that if we don't get rid of these people and the influence they have on Washington, where a country's governed from, supposed to be governed from, that they will take us all the way down, and we will end up with, you know, completely losing our country as we know it today. We must get rid of these people.
There is a representative from, I think it's a Republican from Minnesota, and on March 25th, she introduced, her name is Michelle Bachmann, she introduced H.J. Resolution 4-1, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to prohibit the president from entering into a treaty or other international agreement that would provide for the United States to adopt as legal tender in the United States a currency issued by an entity other than the U.S., which is, somebody is aware they're in the House to do such a thing as that. And we understand she had about 20 sponsors when I first checked it. So at least someone is aware of this lifting of the power of the United States and giving it off to unknown entities. They're meeting in London today. And isn't it interesting that we know there are people that are resisting, but we don't ever hear why they're resisting? They're just portrayed as this anarchy or this mob-like thing that's out there to be dealt with. And I'm just so surprised that some, you know, person in the news doesn't say, why would these people be so offended, or if they are, or if they're just not being motivated to have a good time. But it seems so funny because there's a real zero there in what the people are being told. We don't know what they're doing inside these chambers. We don't know the agenda. We're just going to wait and see. What do you think will come out of this?
Well, I think on one hand, for public consumption, I think very little is going to come out of the G20. But what I'm looking for are signs of agreements to do things in the next several months. You know, things that actually take time to perform. And for instance, Obama has met privately with the Chinese leaders. He probably is going to meet privately with the Russian leaders. I'm looking for some evidence that there's a future intended, you know, talks or summits or agreements or whatever, rather than what will actually come out of the G20. Now, Prime Minister Brown of the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is very prone to be full of hot air. He's a big talker, but his, you know, his life is all about him. So when he announces he's going to have a $1 trillion plan and he's going to do this and he's going to do that, that, you know, that's just smoke. It's just a politician talking. But when they get down and dirty, when the central bank guys and the big banker guys get together and start talking about global currency, you have something of a completely different magnitude. When they talk about global currency, those things aren't worked out by the president, by our president, by prime ministers. Those things are worked out by the central bankers, where the real seat of power is, by the way. And, the secretaries of treasury, the minister of finance, and so on, of these various countries, they will sit down and hammer out the architecture, if you will, the framework for implementing a global currency. And that is coming just as surely as you and I are broadcasting on this channel right now. Global currency is being called for by virtually every major leader and participant in G20 right now. They've all expressed their interest in it, and you know, that's really the only solution to resuscitate global trade. So it's coming. It's just a matter of when. It's just a matter of what will it really look like when it finally comes?
You know, that's an interesting concept, a global currency. How on earth could that possibly work? In checking out your website, you know, I learned a lot of things, and I would like to let the audience know that we met in 2006 at perhaps one of the very first public rallies against the North American Union. And it was coupled with a Constitution Day celebration. And it was so interesting, and it has been so interesting since 2006, either the naivete or the ignorance of senators and representatives on the congressional level and then on the local level in state legislatures to discover how, you know, indifferent to a combination of Mexico, United States, and Canada. Doesn't really bother anybody, it seems, in high places. And once again, we return to what we're facing today, a global currency. Can you imagine how that could happen? What would it do? Every nation the same currency? I can't even begin to fathom how they'd work that out.
Well, it's if you understand the problem that they're trying to solve, it isn't too difficult to see how it would work, I don't think. At least I don't think. The problem is international trade is falling like a rock. The ships aren't sailing. The goods aren't shipping. the money isn't flowing. And part of the reason is because of wild currency fluctuations, of currency manipulation by certain countries like China. And then you have just the issue of exchanging currency back and forth as money moves from country to country. A global currency would not necessarily replace the local currencies of every country. For instance, the United States has a dollar. France might still spend, you know, a local currency and so on. But the international trade that takes place today could very easily be conducted in a single currency that would obviate the need to change back and forth from this currency to that currency. It would minimize the fluctuations of exchange control, for instance, which... You know, when currency swings 4 or 5% in one direction or another, it can bankrupt an importer or an exporter on a global basis. So, you know, they're very sensitive to this. So it's not that they need to press down on the individual countries, rip our dollars away and give us something else right away. It would come eventually probably. But initially it would just be to facilitate world trade, to get the global trade mechanism working again. Facilitated, if you will. And from their point of view, there's nothing like a global currency that would actually facilitate and re-enable global trade to take place.
We'll go to break. We'll pick it up there when we return.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today's guest, Patrick Wood, AugustReview.com. Now, you made me feel a little more comfortable about the possible and the possibility of global currency and maybe the need for that and the ease, maybe sort of like what happened with all the countries in the exchange of currencies in the European Union. However, why would then such a drastic economic downturn globally be needed in order to get to this stage?
Well, this, you know, there's a number of different ways for it. I wouldn't want any of your listeners to think, by the way, that I'm for global currency. I'm not in any way, shape, or form. But you can see how palatable it will be to the leaders of the world to do this, because what they're telling us is the only way to restart the economies of the world is to restart global trade. And this is a false notion, again. It's just as false as the idea that NAFTA was going to be good for the United States and bring more jobs in our country. It was ridiculous. It was a bald-faced lie. They knew it at the time. They sold the lie to the people. It sounded great. They bought it. We got NAFTA, and here we are. Same thing with, you know, with this New World Order thing, if they want to press on it. They continue to lie that free trade and global trade is the only possible answer to economic recovery. And that's why they're throwing so much money at it. In fact, the headline just came out that Gordon Brown announced a trillion-dollar package now that's going to be delivered to the IMF and to the World Bank to resuscitate global trade. So there's another trillion out the door that's not counted in the mix already. This is what they're trying to accomplish at the G20 conference right now, quite honestly. It will have a profound impact on our country within a short period of time, because whoever controls the currency of commerce will eventually control the entire economic terrain. They'll control the whole thing in time. And what'll come right behind that is the global governance issue is being explored still by the United Nations, for instance. And it's naive to think that we can have a global currency to solve one problem and not have economic control coming right behind it and governmental control coming right behind that. They always follow one another. So this would just be the first step to take us into the complete, unadulterated, global New World Order.
And it's this month, April 2009, we're talking about that. We're not talking about what might happen 10 years from now. We're saying all the ingredients for this particular cake are being stirred in London as we speak. On your website, you have a great essay on some of the founding of the IMF, Bretton Woods, and the Bank of International Settlements. For that listener out there that is saying, yeah, I understand G20, and that's leaders of maybe 20 nations that they've chosen that are these wonderful economies that get to go to this meeting, and yet they're going to decide something for the entire world. Maybe we ought to just go back a little ways and explain to that listener a little bit about the setup, because the setup has been in place since about, I guess it was 1945 or so. Would you like to help us with some of that info so we can understand?
That's a broad subject. I think I would cover it like this. What people need to do is just read my trilogy of articles on the World Bank, the Bank for International Settlements, and the IMF. That's the International Monetary Fund. You don't hear much about the Bank for International Settlements these days, but they're the central bank, two central banks based in Basel, Switzerland. And they really are the master controllers of currency and bank central bank policy in the world, and they're based in Switzerland. And the IMF and the World Bank are considered by most today to be venerable organizations, you know, that serve the world, yada, yada. And if you go back and read the history, the founding of these two organizations, it would stand your hair on end, because it had the most nefarious beginnings that you could possibly imagine. Both of these organizations should have been axed decades ago, but they've been able to survive. They have Teflon skin so that nothing sticks to them when the corruption charges and stuff are thrown at them. But these organizations are not our friends. They are the agents and instruments of globalization. They were set up specifically to enable the New World Order. And this is where they are today. This is how far they've come. In fact, for all of the nonsense that calls New World Order a conspiracy, don't you just hate that? That, you know, they say all that. If you say New World Order, you're a conspiracy theorist or something, you dirtbag. But here at the G20 conference, this was in the news this morning that, and I quote this right off of Reuters, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said Thursday that, quote, a new world order, close quote, is emerging following the G20 summit in London on tackling the global financial issue. Well, is Gordon Brown a conspiracy theorist? Does he? You know, they're just so blatant right now, and yet the critics and the people here that are talking us down, Barbara Jean, are cursing us because we are conspiracy theorists.
Can you believe it? Okay. Great statement and information. We'll be right back with Patrick Wood.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
There are two major factors that sell products: sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
Born on the 4th of July with a new global currency, what do you suppose the founders would think of that? If you go to augustreview.com, you'll be smarter. But if you remember anything from today's program, remember the challenge to do for yourself. Go there, read what's there, become informed. Remember that the IMF, the World Bank, and the Bank for International Settlements are a few little guys you ought to check on. You ought to check on their stature and their empowerment. How are they funded? They're funded by you and me and people like us all around the world. You know, it gives billions of dollars out from the IMF, right? If you're in trouble, boy, they run right in, or the World Bank can tell you how to educate. They're very powerful entities funded by the people. And what recourse do the people have as to what they do?
Exactly, Barbara Jean. The situation today is on one hand, it's very complex to understand. On the other hand, it's very simple, because the bottom line is the people are getting hosed, or worse, and America's losing its sovereignty, or worse. And we're to the position in our country today where many people are really honestly worried, will there even be another national election? And I won't tell you what I believe about that, but just the fact that people even bring that up today really concerns me, that others are seeing our country not just slip away. I think 2 years ago we talked about slipping away. Today it's plunging away. It's like, you know, taking a jump out of an airplane at 12,000 feet with your parachute. Oh, maybe you don't have a parachute on and you jump out today. We're falling like a rock today in all ways, politically, economically, monetarily. Everything is going at the same direction at the same time. And it's affording these people the opportunity to create the new world order right under our nose. And apparently we can do absolutely nothing to stop it.
I keep always thinking, okay, we can stop this. We can stop it. But when the CEO was fired by the president, and I'm not saying he was a marvelous CEO or that maybe his board of directors should have set him aside or cut his bonus or whatever, but when that president of the United States decided, I fire so-and-so, it was a new low for me, and I'll describe it. It was as if I had been pierced right in the center of my being, and I literally could not stop weeping. And that's a personal experience that I don't usually share, but it has taken 3 days for me to act like I'm normal.
Mm-hmm.
I felt physically wounded.
Yes, I can fully identify with that, and the government's takeover of AIG and Fannie Mae and a lot of the other things done. There's been no legal basis for which they've done these things, but they just done them. In fact, they violated a host of laws along the way, including constitutional laws, to accomplish what they did. And there is, as far as I can tell, and I've talked to some other people who are pretty bright about this area, there is not one single legal precedent that gives Obama the right to run off the CEO of General Motors. Not one. But I will point out that, having said that, that the president is acting more and more like a dictator every day. We saw the dregs of this with George Bush, doing some of the things he did in a very autocratic way. We dismissed him sort of as being, well, you know, maybe we'll bounce from that. But Obama is making no effort to conceal what he's doing at this point. And I hate to put it this way and even to make this comparison, but he's starting to act like a gentleman. Well, no, excuse me, no gentleman. Like a dictator in Africa by the name of Robert Mugabe, who is the dictator in Zimbabwe, the former country of Rhodesia. And Robert Mugabe, being the brutal dictator that he is, if he doesn't want you to be whatever you're doing, he says, get lost. And if you say, no, I have legal right to stand my ground right here, he'll simply send his thugs, and they will run you off or they will kill you. And that's how Mugabe has run his dictatorship for the last 30-plus years. And he's driven his country into complete, utter chaos and anarchy, otherwise destroyed the jewel of Southern Africa. And this attitude that he had to just run people off at his will and put his cronies into office in their place, this is reminiscent of what Obama is doing today. And I have no idea, honestly, I'm curious to know, I have no idea what may have been said to Mr. Wagner, of the chairman, president of General Motors, to cause him to abruptly leave General Motors. I cannot imagine what was said to him that would just summarily make him just take off. I can't imagine. Maybe it'll come out someday. But I don't like what I see. I don't like what I'm seeing in this president. He's got people, wooed all over the world. They think he's the Messiah, the greatest thing since sliced bread.
And you know, they're pretty much still tripping over themselves to kiss his feet. But there are danger signs written all over this presidency today that spell great alarm for the United States.
What a beautiful country we have been. I hate to say the way we were, but we have made so many changes in such a short time that are not necessarily for the best. We allowed in the last administration the idea of torture to be part of the American genre. For the first time, you know, we may have done that in the past. That may be in a hidden quarter, but out in front, a nation that tortures. I thought it just couldn't be. And yet we sort of went along. We have been in Afghanistan since 2001. Isn't that right?
Yes.
In Afghanistan, 2001. And then the arrogance of a new presidency immediately talking about expanding into Afghanistan with more people that maybe won't make too much difference other than more military, more families torn apart, and Iraq has gone on the back burner. One thing, Mr. Wood, and I'll call you Patrick, what do you think we should be thinking about our press? If Reuters can tell us that Mr. Brown is calling for a new world order, is that going to get all across to our papers?
Honestly, I don't know if it will or not. We'll check the papers tomorrow and see what they're saying. The thing is, even if there's mention of it, when Brown says it, it's okay. When you and I say it, it's not okay. And the reason is because we stand against it rather than for it. And that's really, since they've got all the marbles right now, it would seem, and we have very few, you know, we're still a threat to them, a thorn in their side, to be critical of what they're doing, because they don't like critics. Critics only make trouble for them. And that's why they've tried to silence us for decades, and they've been pretty successful at doing it. But the press is very biased and very one-sided. And if you say New World Order with a smile on your face, you're a good person. If you say New World Order with a frown on your face, you're a bad person. So you see, the issue really aren't the words. It's, you know, whether you're smiling or frowning. And there's a lot of Americans right now that are frowning, Barbara Jean, as you know.
There seems to be an awareness coming. And, of course, I can't imagine how there couldn't be an awareness or an upheaval because of what's right in front of you as we speak. You know, exactly. I've never seen so much coming forward so fast. And yet
we'll
a lot of people are comfortable.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the tea parties on the 15th of April. I think there's going to be hundreds of tea parties across our country where collectively there will be hundreds of thousands of people that attend these things. And it's going to be interesting to see not only who shows up, but what they say to each other, what they commit to do about it afterwards, because it could be a turning place in this whole battle right now. Americans have to stand up and look their neighbors in the eyeball, get off Facebook and get off email, look their neighbors in the eyeball and say, gee, I didn't know you were concerned too, and get together with them to meet the challenge that lies ahead. And this might be a tremendous opportunity with the Tea Party rallies that are going to be taking place across our nation. And personally, we won't know until it's over. It's hard to make any predictions, but personally, I think there's quite a few people in Washington right now that are very, very concerned about that. I honestly do.
We have a call-in numbers, ladies and gentlemen. It's 800-313-9443. I'll give that out again. 800-313-9443. If you would like to join with us with a question for today's guest or a comment, or a declaration that you will attend a tea party on April 15th, 2009, let us know. We'd like to hear from you. The structure of the IMF and the World Bank and the Bank of International Settlements across the globe, have those been in any way successful in their original intent?
No, they were not. And according to their original intent, they should have been axed in the 1950s, by the middle of the 1950s. But somehow they stuck around, they persisted, and they slipped through the safety net, if you will, like a slick bar of soap. And here they are today, being the dominant structures in the global trade today. All three of these organizations have acted in concert with each other, even though they're separate entities. They've acted in concert with each other to enable the globalization that's happened to us in the last 35, 40 years.
So would you say that's the major engine for this kind of globalization that we find ourselves in?
Unquestionably. Unquestionably so. The policies were set at a business level, at a legislative level, whatever, the policies were set in place to do this. But just because you decide to go to New York doesn't specify how you're going to get to New York. You have to, you're going to go by train, plane, or whatever. You're going to buy your own plane, or you're going to fly commercially, or you're going to rent a car, whatever. You have to have a means to get to New York. You can want to go to New York all day long and for years. Oh, I wish I'd go to New York. But you have to have a means to get there. And in the case of globalization, the policies were made on one hand. The enablement of those policies were created, the enablement was done primarily through the auspices of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the Bank for International Settlements. They are, if there was an axis of evil in the world, to use George Bush's expression, this probably would be it, these three organizations. And they're still at it. So instead of, today, the world leaders, instead of criticizing the IMF for completely being blindsided, supposedly, by this economic catastrophe that's upon us, they turn around and give them $1 trillion and say, here, run along, be good little boys, and try and resuscitate the world again. Well, all three of these organizations are just as corrupt as the day is long, and there are studies that have proven that over the years, that there's rampant corruption in all three of these organizations, and yet the world leaders continue to give them money that can, just go ahead and do it again to us. It's ludicrous. But then again, you have somebody like Timothy Geithner, that's Secretary of the Treasury, who came directly from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, who, by the way, started his career working for Henry Kissinger, for Pete's sake. And so here comes Timothy Geithner to manage our Treasury straight out of the Federal Reserve System. What's wrong with this picture? Well, this is the guy that failed in his job as CEO of the New York Fed to curtail the economic collapse in the first place. He was the guy that should have been doing something when Bear Stearns fell apart a couple of years ago, when the rest of the brokerages and the rest of the New York banks and stuff started going downhill. This was the guy sitting at the helm who completely failed. And now he's been promoted to be the Secretary of Treasury. What's wrong with this picture?
You would wonder if that wouldn't be a forceful awakening for Obama supporters.
You would think. Well, actually, it's kind of interesting. I have talked to some Obama supporters, former Obama supporters, and there are a lot of Democrats across our country that are sweating bullets right now, because it's dawning on them that the person they thought they elected is not the person that they elected, that it was just a marketing scam that was sold to them, that he is not who he said he was. And, of course, Well, I don't know if you were following me last year. We didn't talk last year during the election cycle, but I was laying out Obama's association with the Trilateral Commission back last year and when he first started running. And, you know, the evidence was clearly on the table that he was not who he said he was. And yet nobody wanted to see that because, you know, a religious thing was happening and people were like falling in love with this guy. It was what Jeremy Corsi called the cult of personality. And people threw caution to the wind. They said, I don't care what the facts are. Don't confuse me with the facts. I want to vote for this guy. And now they're starting to sweat big time.
Well, I can imagine if they feel a little bit like I have felt, a very great disappointment. It's heartfelt and serious. Okay, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be coming right back. Call your friends and neighbors and say, hey, turn on your computer. Listen to RBN.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Of my fathers, right? What on earth is happening? Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. In many ways, you think today's activities are literally walking on the graves of those who have gone before in defense of a republic, the United States of America, that stood tall for most other nations, and everyone wanted to come. There was opportunity here, and a government of the people, by the people, for the the people. We now have this Congress passing a volunteer bill last week that is so ominous I can hardly sleep at night. And yet the Congress will pass that in the midst of all the dilemmas that we already have. Can you believe that? Our senator here in Utah was a co-sponsor. So that's going on. And then we think we know something. And then we have the Queen of England going to knight Senator Ted Kennedy. You know, and there is a constitution out there that says certain things. It's as if it doesn't exist, isn't it?
They have obviated the need for a constitution, Barbara Jean. It's very clear. They hate the Constitution. It's the last document on the face of the planet that openly reveres liberty and freedom. There's not another document on the face of the earth like it. And as soon as they can do away with it, they will have a complete monopoly on tyranny in the world. That's the bottom line.
Their
guns are leveled at us. We're in their crosshairs primarily because of our Constitution. They hate it with a passion. I don't care what they say about it verbally. They hate it with a passion because it does not let them do what they want to do. And so they're intent on completely eradicating it, Barbara Jean.
I'm so excited to speak with you again. And once again, to the listeners out there, go to the website, augustreview.com, and you'll just feel that your scholarship is improving. This is marvelous documentation of things everyone needs to know. And as we talk about a tea party, just what you have heard from Patrick Wood in the last three or four sentences should take you to your neighbor's door and say, yes, this is real. This is happening. The neglect of the Constitution in the eyes and in the actions of the Congress and your representative is incredible, and it's in your face almost every day. We will be coming back next hour, and we're going to refer to a few topics specifically, and one will be the most recent article written by Patrick Wood as March 31, and talking about controls and exchange and items like that, and a little bit about the character of the founders of some of these ideas, such as IMF, and why we should have been rid of them years ago, and discovery of information that would have taken us there, but that was ignored. Thank you for listening to Born on the 4th of July. We'll be right back.
With